Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Reese coming up in about 15 minutes. As Jeff Thomas just said, we will hear from the man who will be calling the plays for the Browns. And I just want to hear what he has to say. He's a young guy. He's 33 years old. He's highly thought of. You've heard his name thrown out for college head coaching positions recently. And you can be sure at some point he will be a head coach, but he played quarterback at Notre Dame. He worked at Notre Dame for a very long time. He worked for two coaches there. He worked for Brian Kelly, who wanted to take him to LSU. But Tommy stayed at Notre Dame and then worked for Marcus Freeman and then went to Alabama and called plays for Nick Saban in Nick Saban's last year as head coach of the Crimson Tide. Still a phenomenal nickname.
It's a good resume.
Well, I just want our fans to know,
I agree with the guy.
Here.
No, it's an impressive resume. I'm not joking. We have these mic flags if you're looking. You can see the clip.
It just fell off. That's all right. There you go. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good job.
Coffee on.
So Tommy, Tommy's on the fast track to becoming a head coach in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're an offensive coordinator in the NFL and you have success and you're in your 30s, you're going to get hired.
What do you think, Jeff? I don't know that we've ever gone through this. What was your reaction the other day, truthfully? Or maybe you've had a little, because we did talk about it, but now you've had a little time to settle in. What does it mean that Tommy Reese is calling plays now?
I'm slightly torn over it, to be honest with you. I don't think this team has enough offensive talent that anybody is going to do a phenomenal job of calling the plays. And so if he does a similar type of job to what Kevin Stefanski did, then okay, then that screams, it screams that there's not enough talent here. If he can change the thinking a little bit, well, maybe that'll help. Maybe that will help. I think this is, and I think Kevin has done a very solid job of calling plays. When Kevin had skill position talent to work with, I think he did a nice job. I know some people disagree with that. I think he did. So you can yell at me for my opinion, but it's just my opinion. But this I don't get. And you can say, and as I mentioned to Andrew Siciliano moments ago, game flow can have a big part to do with that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my answer to that, like we were talking about, what he was going to do there, is just, I don't think there's going to be a significant change in what we're seeing from the offense unless, and one of the things might be bad, if Gabriel starts throwing picks, then that might mean they're trying to be a little bit more aggressive with Reese as the play caller, or that they're telling him that he can be a little bit more free range and take some more chances that maybe he didn't do before. That's to me, that might be one thing. Or, because I don't suddenly think what Gabriel sees or doesn't see downfield is going to change. And again, your play caller is only good for about 3 seconds. And once that 3 seconds hits, your quarterback is scrambling or trying to figure out something to salvage a play. So I'm not expecting significant changes from the offense on Sunday just because Tommy Reese is calling the plays.
Well, I hope we see one.
I do too, but I just don't see it. I don't see that happening.
That's what I wanted to bring up. And I mentioned this to Andrew. And I understand the Browns have been down in some games and game flow and everything else. The Browns have thrown more passes per game than any team in the NFL, folks. More passes per game than any team in the NFL. I mean, come on, man. You haven't had terrific quarterback play this year, whether it was Joe or whether it's been Dylan. your wide receiving crew has not shown an ability to make a lot of plays, and yet you're throwing 37.8 passes per game. You're throwing more passes than any team in the NFL. And you don't have a standout quarterback, and you don't have standout receivers. And yet you're throwing like crazy. You're 25th in rushing attempts per game at 23.8. And we think that you can run the ball better than you have. And I've heard it come out of Joel Bitonio's mouth. We heard it come out of Jack Conklin. Offensive linemen like to run block. And it's like, hey, if it doesn't succeed, you keep doing it and you wear them down and you pound on the other team. That's the way offensive linemen want to play. You drafted a running back to pound on the other team. You know, you didn't just draft a little scat back guy. You drafted a beast in Quinshon Judkins. And he's played well. He's run it pretty well, Andy. And yet you're 25th in rushing attempts and first in passes per game. That's the one thing where I think Kevin Stefanski, I don't know if he lost himself this year. I don't know. That's the only thing about the play calling this year that I would think has been bad. And it's here's the thing. If you do that, if you throw more passes than anybody per game and it works, great. It doesn't work. They're not scoring any points.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you're trying to throw like crazy and you're not scoring any points. What's that tell you? Tells you it hasn't worked.
Or they're not throwing to the right guys?
Well, they don't have the right guys. That's the problem. They don't have the right guys. So why are you throwing more than any team in the NFL? And that's what I hope Tommy can just bring it back to the center. Bring the passes down, bring the rushes up. It's pretty simple. And give your offensive linemen a chance to go out and make some plays in the run game.
Yeah, it was funny because when you started saying that most pass attempts, I was actually thinking about the Cavs game last night where I think the Cavs take more three-point attempts than anybody in the league. I was close. Only the Celtics take more in that scenario. And it's just like you're trying to create offense. I don't care what sport it is there. And the Browns are just having a difficult time doing it, especially to their wide receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be super honest. The percentage of positive offensive plays coming through the passing game is going to the tight ends. Or, I mean, you might as well use the running backs in that scenario, too. Because if you're – I mean, there's something wrong with the fact that you're throwing all those passes, as you said, and yet you just don't have any – synergy with your wide receivers. Maybe Tillman changes that. Maybe Judy steps it up, but we're halfway through the season. It's like, okay, how about, and even if it was just, you know, two games or three games where we saw, you know, electric stuff from Judy, but someone's got to throw in the ball. So
there's a story out on SI.com headline, Tommy Rees is suddenly the fall guy for the Cleveland Browns offense. Sorry, I think that's absurd.
Well, does that go back to me saying that Kevin could be washing his hands of the offense? To say that there's no, again.
Yeah, but Tommy Rees isn't going to be the fall guy. Offense has stunk. No. So if it continues to stink, it just shows you that they need better talent on the offense.
But if it stinks,
if it gets better.
To me and you, all the Browns fans, we can see that. When you're looking, though, it's like, you know, they gave up 44 points to the Ravens earlier this year, right? And we're like, oh, that Browns defense, everyone talks about them being so good. How do they give up 44 points? Well, you know as well as I do that when the other team's defense scores against you, that's points. And when you look at the box score at the end of the day, you're blaming the defense for saying they gave up all those points when you know it's not true. When you throw an interception inside your own red zone and the other team only has to go 13 yards to score a touchdown. Are you really blaming that on the defense? That they were said, hey, hold them to one first down here so they don't score so we can make you look good. That's it's all perception. And the perception, Jeff, does not shock me that someone would write a story saying that if the Browns can't get anything done at the end of the season offensively, blame Tommy Rees. Blame the offensive coordinator.
But I think that's hogwash.
It's hogwash because we know what's going on. Yeah. And people listening to our show know what's going on when you watch the Browns.
The Browns
if you're sitting in Portland or anywhere out west and you're like, oh, that offense still stinks, must be on the offensive coordinator.
Dylan Gabriel's a rookie, obviously. We know that. I don't think that Kevin's done, and the entire offense has been not good, but I don't think Kevin's done him any favors. Let me play a quick game. Dano, you in? Mm-hmm. Andy, you in?
I'm in.
What the heck?
Who has thrown more passes per game, Dylan Gabriel or Patrick Mahomes? Just
Gabriel. Yeah.
It's Mahomes, but by less than one.
Okay.
Who's thrown more passes per game, Dylan Gabriel or Baker Mayfield?
Gabriel.
It's Gabriel.
Yeah.
By about one per game.
Okay.
Drake May leads the NFL in completion percentage. He's like 74%. Who's thrown more passes per game, Dylan Gabriel or Drake May of the Patriots?
Gabriel.
That's correct. And Drake May is throwing under 29 passes per game. Let's get Dylan Gabriel down somewhere between 25 and 29 passes per game. And give him a chance to have a running game that makes a defense pay attention to the run game. And that makes it easier for him to throw the football, in theory.
When your offense is in the gutter, what are the different levers that you can pull from the outside looking in?
Well, you can change positions.
Right.
Yeah, you can change players.
Change a quarterback.
Or you can change philosophy. Wide receiver. You can change philosophy a little bit. And that's what I think has to change with Tommy Rees.
Agreed. They got to change the play caller. I Mary Kay laid it out really well in her piece about a week ago during the bye week of why he needs to give it up. I'm kind of with you. I think it's just time. Just because you need to yank every lever at this point. You need to go try a new brain, a new idea, a new way of adaption, a new scheme. Maybe not scheme, but more like schematic idea, if you're following what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this kind of makes sense. I don't think it's Kevin Stefanski distancing himself or anything. I don't think it's Kevin Stefanski setting up a fall guy. I think it's just Kevin Stefanski going, we got to do something because we can't keep puttering along and hoping for the best. Right now, you're a car driving on four flat tires hoping for the best. At least inflate two of them.
I agree. And
They do have two tires. But Fannin and Judkins are... You have two tires.
Yeah, but dude, that's a tight end who's been good.
Mm-hmm. Not great. He's coming along.
He hasn't been...
Didn't he just win an award last week?
He hasn't been Jimmy Graham. He hasn't been Travis Kelce in his prime.
It's not Brock Bowers.
He hasn't been Brock Bowers. He hasn't been Antonio Gates in his prime.
He's coming along, which is just great. That's fine. Just great.
And that's not a slam on him either.
No, of course not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.